This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station. Ringgit and Sense on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Sharad Kutin. With me, Tan Chung Han, and our guest, Ong Chia Shin, senior editor with CompareHero.my, on a show that's all about personal finance. Because, Shin, you're here because of an experiment that you shared with everybody, a fairly interesting one, going by the name 30-Day Budget Hero. And that was a challenge you posed to yourself. And so let's set it up for us. I mean, why did you decide to do this? And what exactly did you do between the 1st and 30th of May this year?
So yeah, it started out from a brainstorming session when I was having a meeting last year with my content team. So we came across this article on Business Insider, and this journalist shared how she was able to save half of the income after setting aside the fixed costs and pay for rent and stuff like that, and then was able to live through the whole month, putting aside half of the disposable income.
Okay. So obviously, 700 ringgit is not half of your income, I don't think.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you got to complain to CompareHero.my right now. Yeah. But so tell us then, so how did you ascertain or come to that figure of 700 ringgit?
So it's more,
which is part of your challenge, right?
Yeah. So basically, I just do a rough estimation on like how much would I spend on daily for food and transport. And then there's all other things that I would do on the weekends, weekdays. And it's more of a variable cost that I would put. And I've tried to go back to basics. Like when I started out working, that's about 1,008 I was getting
for
my basic salary.
Okay.
So I thought, it'd be nice to go back then and, you know, to explore how did I do it back then and what has changed and what should I do.
I mean, it's amazing that you've turned this into a bit of a game for yourself. I mean, most people just face the situation and are bleak, complaining, they whinge, they're miserable. Did this challenge put a smile on the face of the people around you, your parents or your significant others? Did they think, oh, wow, this is a great thing to do?
Wait, did you say significant others in a plural? Dude.
Yeah, like your
player.
Okay, no, I don't mean, well, you can have a significant other, but you can have significant others, you know. Really good friends from school.
Sure,
That's really the interesting part about it. So when I've joined Compare Hero since last year, right? So what I've been learning about personal finance is actually a lot more deeper than I thought it is. So I've been trying to talk to my friends about personal finance. They'd be like, oh, numbers, figures, not my thing. And a lot of them intend to adopt YOLO concept, especially
you only live once.
Well done, Sharad. Well done.
Yeah, and it comes to that. I thought that instead of talking to them the same old way we have been trying to tell them that living cost of living is high, you gotta save. I thought that I might as well put myself into the picture and save, and then show them it's doable.
Okay, I want to ask you if, as a personality type, because there are people who spend a lot of money, then there are people who spend more money than they earn, and then there are people who are very economical and they're very cautious. Thrifty, right? So we have words like thrifty, spendthrift. Where do you lie on that spectrum between thrifty, you know, actually, I think it goes all the way to stingy, between stingy
lavish.
That's a nice word.
Well, to be frank, I would say that I'm actually an emotional spender for the past 3 years.
Emotional spender?
Yeah,
wow.
And you'd be surprised to tell you that I've landed myself credit card like debts in the past 2 years all the way up to 20,000 before.
Good God.
And now... Don't worry. Now I'm getting close to clearing out of those debts.
This interview is starting to sound like an intervention.
It's even more important for me to do this challenge, you know, as a good reminder for myself.
Okay, so here we have, and just to remind you, this is Ong Chia Shin. He is a senior writer with CompareHero.my and an emotional spender. Now, if you are an emotional spender or not, you can tweet us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp us or SMS us at 016 016-201-9000. That's 016-201-9000. And pose him some questions and pose, you know, and we'll get join the conversation.
Okay, so the headline from your 30-day budget hero challenge is that you were able to live on 700 ringgit. Now, set the parameters for us. This excluded, say, rent, you know, like kind of go, I mean, explain what that 700 ringgit was used for and what it was not used for.
Okay, so the 700 ringgit budget is set for my food, grocery, entertainment, and transportation to work and to anywhere else.
Okay,
and
now entertainment is a bit subjective though, so we'll get into more details in just a bit. Now, what did it exclude? It excluded rent?
It excluded rent and utility bills and my savings. And
also, you had savings on top of that?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And so rent savings.
So that's quite interesting because I believe that rent for a lot of people is about like 30%, 40% of your wage packet, depending on how you live. What do you think for most millennials, are they willing to spend on rent? How much, what percentage of their wage package would they spend on rent?
If you're talking about a fresh grad, I would say it's about 25 to 30.
25 to 30%. So if you're living with your mom or dad or significant other or uncle or auntie, you're really going to make some great savings, right? I mean, that's really important,
that's a
right?
That's a huge portion of income you can already save. And I've got to say, I'm always jealous of those people who are from KL within Klang Valley because they can just go home right after work and they don't have to worry if they're going to get evicted or the rent is going to go up next month and then you're going to have to look for someplace else.
Where are you from, Shin?
I'm from Penang.
Penang. Yeah. Okay.
Now, okay, so you mentioned entertainment. So 700 ringgit also went to your entertainment. Now, this is where it gets really subjective, right? Because where you find entertainment may not be the same as where I find entertainment, right? Now, I might just be content having my chicken rice and newspaper on the weekends and I'm good to go. But, you know, you might be all, you know, partying all up and on the weekends out there in Zouk, right? So kind of give us an idea without going into too much details. Where did you find entertainment or what kind of entertainment, what kind of forms of entertainment did you gravitate towards?
Yes, actually, it's funny how I've been getting questions like that from my colleagues and friends and say that, oh my God, you're doing this, that means your life must be boring or something like that. But the thing is, there's so many free stuff that is fun out here. It's actually right beside us. There's a free park. There's a free swimming pool for you to chill, for God's sake. And
So do you have to change your outlook? Basically, you have to look at the world that you were looking at before and see possibilities that weren't there before. But is that too much to ask of people?
I think it's quite subjective to where you look at yourself and how would you take the principle of the equalities of spending money equals to happiness. So you take that equation away. I mean, it's all about going back to basics, right?
So the message here is that it is possible to live on some disposable income or some expendable income of about 700 ringgit and still lead a meaningful and happy life.
Yeah, definitely. Do you know that I went to Port Dickson with my friend, but we booked like a room a few months ago, so I didn't put that. But it's about 150 per person. So you got to find people that have the same vibes with you to share to do the cheap and fun stuff together.
So you could even go on a vacation on 700.
Yeah, I did. And I spent only 60 bucks for the 2 days, one night.
But it was Port Dickson, hon. It was Port Dickson.
Wait, hold. Maybe that's where the free swimming pool is.
Yeah, it's called the Sea. It's called the Straits of Malacca. Okay. If you have any questions, you can tweet us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp us at 016-201-9000. Our guest today, Ong Chia Shin, a senior writer with CompareHero.my. And because this is Ringgit and Cents, where we talk about personal finance. We'll be back. BFM 89.9.
Ringgit and Cents on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. I'm Sharad Kutin, with me Tan Chung Han, and welcome back to Ringgit and Cents. Our guest today is senior writer with CompareHero.my. I mispronounced his name earlier. It's not Ong Chia Shin, it's actually Ui Chia Shin. So from Penang, no less, which has raised a cheer in this office. You know, because there's so many Penangites here. But okay, and we know that Penangites are on the stingy, luxuriant,
lavish
spectrum. Clearly on one end of it. I'm not going to tell you which end of it, but we'll leave it at that. So you said you were an emotional consumer, an emotional spender, which I imagine means that you're upset, you engage in retail therapy. If you're really happy, you engage in retail therapy. You engage in retail therapy for every mood. Is that true, Shin? Would that be how you describe an emotional buy?
I'm not emotional like that, but it's more about buying impulsively without taking a second thought of it for almost every clothing, any other ad hoc stuff.
So did you find yourself having to rein in those impulses, you know, as you go about again making sure that you hit the target of 700 ringgit? That was the cap for your disposable income under this 30-day budget hero challenge, right? Mm-hmm. So did you find yourself having to curb those impulses then, and how did you go about doing it? Was it easy?
It's actually not as hard as I thought it would be, because it already hit me that I was landed with such a high credit card bill last 2 years ago, right? So it hit me that I need to do something, or else I'm going to let myself in like continuously growing big snowballs.
Now, is this a trend that you perhaps had spoken about with your peers, with your friends? Or like, was this a common grouse, you know, like credit card debt or just debt in general? Was this something you shared with your peers?
Yeah. It's actually commonly seen among my peers and friends, and it's quite sad, though, how they wouldn't be able to realize this before it's too late. And I keep telling them that you need to take a second thought into whatever you're buying and think of the substitute products that could come cheaper but offer the same quality at the same time.
Okay, let's look at that budget. Now, was it a situation where you put 700 ringgit in your wallet and you just kept spending it until the end of the month? Or did you actually have to budget it out, you know, so that make sure that the tail end of that 30-day challenge, you weren't, in fact, you know, rummaging around in trash cans and looking for your next meal?
Yeah, actually, I did do that. But
you want to rummage around in trash cans?
No, not the end part, but the front part. I did the 700 ringgit budget for myself.
Okay, so you actually parceled out that money over time.
Yeah.
And is that essential to the way in which this kind of challenge would work? You'd really have to spend a lot of, invest a lot of time and energy thinking about a cost.
Yeah. I think it's come naturally when you think about, I mean, there's no easy way to save money. You just got to put a hard work and really discipline yourself. So you put a budget there, stick to it every day. And then from there, you can get to see the bigger picture. Like throughout the whole week, if I've been doing this the right way, so this is the amount of money I save. And then you look at what did you do last month? And then you compare it and immediately you see what are the things you've changed. And I thought it was a good thing that I posted all my daily updates on my Instagram because I get to reflect myself, and I get the motivations from my followers, my friends, and that's a good thing.
All right, so going to some of those details then, because obviously your message now is that, hey, you know, if you guys or anyone listening out there has some financial difficulties, you know, it is within your realm of control to basically change your spending habits, right? Yeah. So what were some of the tips, or give us some tangible, you know,
the details, the things you spent your money on.
Right. I'm going to share the first tips.
Besides the free swimming pool.
Yeah. You should really look for a budget apps for yourself. The best budget apps for myself, I use Moneyfy, which was really great because it's helped me to categorize all my spendings on daily basis, weekly basis, and monthly basis. So I can always trace back. And at the end of the day, I would put a summary to myself also how much did I spend on which categories.
Okay. So like, what did you use to spend your money on, say, like in food? And how did you cut back on that front, you know, for that 30-day budget challenge? So what, you're just eating mama food the whole time? Maggie Mee? What's going on?
It's not cheap anymore, you know.
I know.
Isn't cooking, doing your own marketing and cooking for yourself, isn't that cheaper generally than eating out?
Yes. Throughout the whole month, I found that buying groceries and cook for yourself, it's actually much cheaper than eating out.
Okay. What were you cooking, though?
Mostly spaghetti, macaroni, and you just grill, like, chicken with a lot of vegetables.
Okay.
Yeah.
Macaroni and cheese. Okay.
I could do that for 30 days. I'm good. Yeah.
I want to mention some surveys that have been done on debt among young professionals. A lot of people have long-term debt like cars and education loans. You don't include that. I mean, is it because you don't have a car loan and you don't have an education loan?
No, I do have that.
So where did you put that? Where did you park it? You said you excluded utilities, rent, and
savings.
Mm. So where did you? Where?
So, yeah, I missed that part out. There's another compartment where I used to pay my debts for PTPDN and my car.
Okay, so the 700 ringgit is basically disposable income then.
Yes.
Okay, so it's not really dealing with the necessities of life. So really, you know, how applicable is this for, you know, listeners out there? Then, as you go about, you know, basically touting the credits of such a challenge, right? I mean, but how translatable is this now? How applicable is this for perhaps our listeners?
I think it's subjective to different personas. But for myself, I would share that if there are things you are already obligated to do, such as the loans and the savings, you have to take out that part before you go into the more adjustable component of your incomes, right?
Well, I mean, so technically you could adjust it down to 200 ringgit if I wanted to, right?
Yeah. So that's really subjective to personas.
Well, you know, just tweeting in is Aaron Tang, Mr. Stingy himself, who's been on this show. He says, Chia-Shin on the show says, peers and close circle play a huge influence on how you spend your money.
I wonder where Mr. Stingy features on the stingy to lavish spectrum there. Right?
I don't know.
I
think it's maybe Mr. Stingy is aspirational.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
Maybe he wants to move to Penang.
Oh.
Ooh, okay. Coming back to the study.
So this chat, it comes at an interesting time because we just had the World Competitiveness Yearbook, whereby Malaysia actually ranked in 24th place, and that's 5 ranks lower than where we were last year, in the 19th place. But if you look at prices, right? So, you know, when it comes to just overall prices, we're actually ranked in 3rd place out of the 63 countries ranked in this survey. 1st place, South Africa. 2nd place, Saudi Arabia. Malaysia, 3rd. Canada, 4th. Canada, 4th. Bulgaria, 5th, right? So, did you find, that there were a lot of cheaper options out there as well, you know, as suggested by this survey?
Yeah, definitely. If you
give us some examples here.
Say, for example, rather than driving to work, I decided to switch to LRT, and I've been doing that for the past few months. And then there's this LRT 50% promotion for taking LRT between 6 to 7 o'clock in the morning. So it's not really that much earlier than how people would go to work. So you save like 1.90 ringgit on daily basis, and if you time that up to a whole month, it's actually a meaningful amount of money.
But what about what you lose in terms of time? Because one of the big complaints with public transport in this city is the lack of connectivity. Did you find you were spending a huge amount of time just waiting around for that bus or whatever, getting to the LRT station?
I mean, real quick, there's always going to be that opportunity cost, right?
Yeah.
So I guess with you being a younger guy with no family commitments and all that, so you had the luxury of time.
Yes.
So you made that trade-off, right?
Yeah. So it's really about whether you're willing to save your time or you're willing to save your money. So from my perspective, I'm willing to sacrifice every day like 15 minutes of walking more than probably spending 190
on the LRT.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, 15 minutes sounds quite reasonable. I mean, if it came up to an hour, would you still do it?
Yeah, I'm still doing that on a daily basis. So I think I'm going to keep to that.
Heck, Sharad, you and I could do with a 15-minute walk every day.
Yeah, we're good. For all kinds of other reasons, we could have not just our wallet shrink, but also our waistlines. Thank you so much for joining us. Wee Chia-Shin, he's a senior writer with CompareHero.my. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
And I'm Sharad Kutin. Of course, with me, Tan Chung Han. And we're coming up to the news. And after that, we have Enterprise, Frida Liu, and Gang. Just keep listening to BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.